ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Pacific's peak fisheries body says regional governments are taking major steps to try and crack down on human rights abuses that are happening within the tuna industry. It follows a recent report that found the majority of global canned tuna companies are failing to tackle what they call modern slavery happening on board fishing boats that they're buying tuna from that operate in the Pacific. Reporter Priyanka Srinivasan's been following the story for us and joins me now. So, Priyanka, why are there calls for the tuna industry working in the Pacific to be better regulated, and what would it actually look like?
Well, Catherine, so this report comes from the UK NGO, the Business and Human Rights Resource Centre, and it says workers on these tuna ships operating in the Pacific are in danger of being victims of modern slavery. Now, that's because it is found very few canned tuna brands actually conduct checks to ensure fishermen working on the ships were safe. In fact, it found only 80% knew exactly where their tuna came from in the Pacific. And again, only 11% actually checked to make sure workers on their boats in the Pacific were free from modern slavery. And this includes pretty well-known brands, international brands like Kraft, Walmart, Costco, Target, and many others. I spoke to the report's author, Amy Sinclair.
In general, the majority of companies are not taking sufficient action to ensure that policies that they may have in place are actually being put into practice, and that concrete steps are being taken to ensure that fishers on boats supplying these large global brands are not experiencing conditions of modern slavery. The tuna supply chain is notoriously opaque, and also there's a low level of visibility, particularly in the Pacific. Anecdotally, I'm hearing that instances of modern slavery in the region are on the rise.
It is Amy Sinclair. She's the author of that new report. And Priyanka, if we take a step back, though, she's talking there several times about modern slavery. What exactly is meant by that?
Yeah, so the report says that there has been evidence of serious abuses happening on these ships operating in the Pacific. Things like forced labour, slavery, human trafficking and child labour. The report also mentions cases of migrant workers bought and sold as slaves and being tossed overboard if they complain or get injured. So pretty serious stuff. Now, this isn't the first time, of course, such allegations have been made. We have some documented evidence from the last decade where fisheries observers, so those are people who get placed on boats to make sure that operations are actually acting within the rules. Those observers from Papua New Guinea, Fiji and elsewhere have some of them have been disappeared. But Amy Sinclair from the Business and Human Rights Council says a lot of the tuna fishing industry operates behind the scenes, which is why getting details is really difficult. She found tuna companies rarely investigate labour conditions aboard their boats where their fish is sourced. So she's calling on them to conduct better checks to ensure the supply chain is actually ethical.
All right, so she's saying responsibility to the operators themselves, but what about the Pacific countries and governments within whose waters they are operating? Do they have a role as well to try and stop these alleged human rights abuses from happening?
Yeah, indeed. This has been a long-standing issue for Pacific governments to make sure standards are enforced on their ships that are in fact operating in their waters. And in fact, just last week, 11 countries came together to conduct extensive patrols across the Pacific. And again, last month, all 17 member countries of the Pacific Forum Fisheries Agency, they committed to end slavery at sea by saying they will put in place minimum labour standards and welfare standards, making the ship operators formally responsible for things like health and safety and making sure they meet basic standards regarding salaries, for example. But the question remains still about how they will be policed by the fisheries agency. The Director General, Dr. Manu Tuparosan, says these laws, however, are evidence that Pacific governments are doing the work to end slavery on tuna ships.
The SFA members, they also have a key role. The government have the opportunity to put in place legally binding decisions or laws to ensure that vessels operating in their waters comply with requirements that indeed address those human rights abuses. the SFA membership are determined to ensure we address these human rights abuses. And this is a step in the right direction. And it's not just talking, but also walking the talk and ensure that we make it legally binding and we take it from there.
That's the Director General of the Pacific Forum Fisheries Agency, Dr. Tupa Rosen there. And she's saying the Pacific governments are taking steps to end human rights abuses on their waters, despite this recent report saying tuna companies are failing to uphold their labour standards.
All right. Thank you. That is our reporter, Priyanka Srinivasan.